Welcome back, MGTOW man. Another day, another video. I just want to thank you once again for those that have subscribed since the last video and those who have subscribed from the very beginning so far, trying to get this channel up and going and just add to the more to the MGTOW community out there, which continues to grow. Again, like, comment, subscribe, just do anything that you want. If you just want to listen and you know, cook some dinner when you get home from work and put this in, or when you pop it in your car when you're driving back from work, or you're taking a walk after work, or whatever it is you're doing, I appreciate it. And I just, you know, I like sharing my ideas, and I want to hear your guys' ideas and your input as well. And if there's another way for you to want me to reach out to you guys, or another way to communicate, or another idea for commentary, please hit me up. I'd be happy to look into it. Because today I'm getting a little bit more creative. I don't know about creative, but I'm going off on a different topic today. And I'm going to talk about the recent news with ESPN and Robert Lee. I had to. Okay, I'm a big Civil War buff. I'm a huge sports fan. And I'm a huge PC hater. Not the personal computer we're talking about. Political correctness. And just why, if you're MGTOW, you're not just going MGTOW from women. You're not going MGTOW from dating and marriage specifically. You're going MGTOW in so many different ways. You're going MGTOW financially. You're trying to be a entrepreneur maybe. You're going MGTOW politically. You're trying to be libertarian. Not saying you're necessarily supporting a guy like Gary Johnson, but those ideas, objectivism, and in the media, where you're getting your information, and why companies like ESPN aren't for MGTOW followers, and we're drifting away from them, and you're not seeing that resonate. So I don't know what's more sad, that most college students today have no idea who Robert E. Lee is, or what ESPN just did today in pulling an Asian American announcer named Robert Lee. Okay, super common surname in Asia, Lee. Okay. From announcing the University of Virginia versus William & Mary game scheduled for September 2nd in no place other than Charlottesville, Virginia, which of course is where the University of Virginia is, and all that went down is as well. So the funny thing is, looking back on it, I used to get up at 6 a.m. every day before high school, and I'd watch a full episode of SportsCenter. I was watching every game I could every night. I was a huge fan of ESPN back in the day growing up, studied journalism, and maybe until I was a sophomore in high school, I wanted to work for ESPN as a broadcaster. Well, absolutely not anymore. I can't imagine working there. They're basically MSNBC that airs sports on the side. Don't bother looking into it and watching ESPN anymore. You know, maybe you mute it and you just watch the highlights, but there's quicker, more efficient ways of doing that. But okay, the thing is, I bet that at least half of the college student population in the United States doesn't even know who Robert E. Lee is. Maybe they could state he was from the Civil War. I don't think they could tell me a fact about him, what he did, maybe even the fact that he was a general in the Confederacy. They probably just think, maybe if they're from Virginia, Maryland, or Pennsylvania, they might be able to know. But beyond that, in our iPhone enthralled selves world, whatever you have, has probably written him off as another white elitist with a beard and lots of money, slave owner that we might have read about in the midst of a marijuana daze during the seventh period of our junior year of U.S. history class. Just saying. So you know who I'm talking about, that guy in front of you, the guy behind you, the girl behind you drifting off asking for your tots. So ESPN's full statement in this PC audible that they pulled, the likes of Peyton Manning would be proud of, said that, I'm going to read it, we collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games, collectively, keyword, nice PR switch there, to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding, simply because of the coincidence of his name. In that moment, it felt right to all parties, I'm sure stockholders and whatnot, shareholders, considering they are owned by ABC and Disney, which is a PC farce company as well, a couple of them. It's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation, and we regret that who calls play-by-play for a football game has become an issue. Furthermore, a Fox News article that I'm reading off of stated that ESPN changes assignments all the time. Maybe they do. Maybe ESPN does. I'm sure that they do. But the dude is Asian, okay? His middle name probably doesn't start with an E. and you made the decision ultimately not have him work. Most people probably have no idea this is going on, and nobody will watch him. Besides, maybe people outside of a 5-hour radius from Charlottesville, or inside of a 5-hour radius from Charlottesville, who have absolutely nothing better to do on Saturday, September 2nd. Okay, Deadspin might not be the most reputable source, but I get a subscription email from them, and today they noted that they were concerned of the social media backlash behind having this guy announce the game. And if you're ESPN and you're worried about this, you've been ridiculed and derided for the last couple of years. That sounds like a really poor cop-out. And any revenge that revenge or derision or whatever the heck you want to say, revenge isn't really the correct word, that an average Joe could screenshot his laptop as he's watching this game, or take a grainy picture of his TV and post it on Twitter, catch the name Robert Lee on the screen and say, oh, it's in Charlottesville, and try to be clever. The hub wouldn't extend further than a few hours. And the ridicule and slamming or making fun of, chiding of ESPN would be coming from people that already don't watch ESPN to begin with, or don't care about ESPN and its principles. Because those people that are watching ESPN still are younger than 16, I would say, not politically engaged, or like the 33-year-old jock, ex-jock in high school that doesn't pay a lick of attention to the political, cultural climate and left-wing messaging that ESPN is subliminally throwing at him every night that he watches while drinking his Miller Lite. So this is one of the reasons that nobody is watching your network anymore, ESPN. You thought you were doing good by staying hip, by keeping people. I don't know if you guys know who these people are, but people like Kerry Champion, Stephen A. Smith, Stan Barrett, Neil Everett, John Butchergrass, all these guys that try to be hip and appeal to millennials. But the super political correctness is nauseating and getting away with the sports, okay? It's just blocking anything that we're trying to get out of it, okay? And it's nauseating. And ESPN wanted to externalize the blame on the situation in Charlottesville. And if we're fair, that certainly does influence the decision. Although ESPN stated that Robert Lee resides in New York State, and now, because he is reassigned, unfortunately, to work the Pittsburgh Youngstown State football game, he can see his family on Saturday night after the game. Great, let's peg this national story and decision on the fact that he can see his family for another night. This dude has been in the business long enough. I don't think that's what's going on here. Okay, I think it's a little bit more than that. I don't think that Robert Lee, came up to ESPN and said, "Yeah, I want to see my family on Saturday night." Great, we're gonna do this, and you go work at Pittsburgh or Youngstown State. It's so convenient. Okay, Youngstown State. Okay, yes, Pittsburgh, it's probably 3-4 hours from where he is at the most. He was a Syracuse grad, if you look up his resume. But Charlottesville is really not that much freaking further, okay? It's Charlottesville is not like it's even in North Carolina. I mean, you're going to Virginia, and then you're going to PA right there. It's pretty close. So, and if you check his resume further, he's bilingual and knows probably the least Confederate language of them all, which is Mandarin. I bet the Confederates had a greater chance of winning than there being a Mandarin speaker in Stonewall Jackson's command, or Robert E. Lee, or whoever we want to say. So as I kind of preface this video with, this is a perfect example yet again of why MGTOW, we're opting out of mainstream TV and are going to solely consume factual statistical reports on sporting events. If we're going to go look at sporting events and try to grasp some entertainment from them, because, I think there's some value in there. I think there's a lot of mind-numbingness that goes along with following sports. But I think that it is a good distraction used in sparing doses. I think self-cultivation is a better way to spend your time. But because, if we're, as MGTOW, going to go get news of any sort, I think a lot of you guys are going to echo this. We're going to treat it like a buffet. We're going to subscribe to who we want. We're going to follow who we want. On Twitter, not on Instagram, really. I don't think MGTOW is an Instagram thing. It's just a Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, potentially. I've never had a Facebook, but there's no need to be spoon-fed this gynocentric and politically correct soaked TV and digital media that ESPN's dishing out. And you wonder why so many of the ESPN broadcasters are female, other than being eye candy or minorities. I found another CNN article just to finish this up. That it was an op-ed written by Roxanne Jones. She's a founding editor of ESPN the magazine and the VP, a former VP at ESPN, and she wrote the article other side of the coin, why ESPN and Robert Lee are right. First of all, Robert Lee, once again, had nothing to do with this decision. I almost guarantee you he probably does not care at all. Okay, no one's going to pick it against him. Okay, if anything, they're going to try to defend him, all right, as being a minority in the United States. And the piece just devolved into a rant about how Colin Kaepernick is justified and Marcus Garvey and Harriet Tubman don't have statues. Yes, let's tear down the Confederate statues and replace them with those people just so we can have equity. Oh, wait. So, man, just an example as to why going MGTOW is more than just avoiding the dating scene and marriage. Go your way and always find the information that you need from the sources that you can trust and that don't bring you down, because the real danger in going to places like ESPN, going to the mainstream news outlets, you know, honestly, if you're going to get information, yeah, go to a controlled source, something not even governmental, something that is of somebody that creates a positive and fair thinking and reasonable thinking. And it's probably going to be conservative thinking as well, because this stuff will just, it just is so clouded in negativity. Political correctness is just still, it's clouded in fear and negativity and just a lost identity. So, you know, don't drift there. I know you guys probably aren't, but it's just another reminder. And I had to get this off my chest because I couldn't not talk about this topic. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. It's childish. It's immature. And it just shows how little our thinking is now and how sensitive, beyond sensitive, that we are. So, MGTOW men, stay safe. Get the information from the sources that you want, and keep going your own way. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.